Heading, Learning the Outer Personal Work. Subheading, All Who Can Do Bible Work. All who can should do personal labor. As they go from house to house, explaining the scriptures to the people in a clear, simple manner, God makes the truth powerful to save. The Savior blesses those who do this work. Letter 108, 1901. Subheading, Teaching Doctrine Not Initial Object of Personal Work. There are many souls yearning unutterably for light, for assurance and strength beyond what they have been able to grasp. They need to be sought out and labored for patiently, perseveringly. Beseech the Lord in fervent prayer for help. Present Jesus because you know him as your personal Savior. Let his melting love, his rich grace, flow forth from human lips. You need not present doctrinal points unless questioned. But take the word, and with tender, yearning love for souls, show them the precious righteousness of Christ, to whom you and they must come to be saved. Manuscript 27, 1895. Subheading, Learning to Gather the Crop. There is need of education, the training of everyone who shall enter the gospel field, not only to use the scythe and mow the crop, but to rake it, to gather it, to care for it properly. This mowing has been done everywhere, and amounted to very little because there has been so little earnest work done for by personal effort to gather the wheat from the chaff and bind it in bundles for the garner. Letter 16E, 1892. Subheading, Learn the Art of Handling the Gospel Net. The mind must be active to invent the best ways and means of reaching the people next to us. We should not be far-reaching, incurring great expense. There are individuals and families near us for whom we should make personal efforts. We often let opportunities within our reach slip away in order to do a work at a distance from which is less hopeful, and thus our time and means may be lost in both places. The study of the workers should be to learn the trade of gathering souls into the gospel net. Review and Herald, December 8, 1885. Subheading, Natural Simplicity and Soul Winning. The work of Christ was largely composed of personal interviews. He had a faithful regard for the one soul audience, and that one soul has carried to thousands the intelligence received. Educate the youth to help the youth, and in seeking to do this work, each will gain experience that will qualify him to become a consecrated worker in a larger sphere. Thousands of hearts can be reached in the most simple way. The most intellectual, those who are looked upon and praised as the world's great and gifted men and women, are often refreshed by the most humble, simple words spoken by one who loves God, who can speak of that love as naturally as worldlings can speak of those things which their minds contemplate and feed upon. Words, even if well prepared and studied, have little influence. But the true, honest work of a son or a daughter of God in words or in service of little things done in natural simplicity will unbolt a door which has long been locked to many souls. Review and Herald, May 9, 1899. Subheading, The Approach, Persuasive, Kindly. Approach the people in a persuasive, kindly manner, full of cheerfulness and love for Christ. No human tongue can express the preciousness of the ministration of the Word and the Holy Spirit. No human expression can portray to the finite mind the value of understanding and by living faith receiving the blessing that is given as Jesus of Nazareth passes by. Letter 60, 1903. Subheading, Importance of Handshake. Much depends upon the manner in which you meet those whom you visit. You can take hold of a person's hand in greeting in such a way as to gain his confidence at once, or in so cold a manner that he will think you have no interest in him. Gospel Workers, page 189, 1915. Subheading, Young Men for City Bible Work. Young men should be instructed that they may labor in these cities. They may never be able to present the truth from the desk, but they could go from house to house and point the people to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. The dust and rubbish of error have buried the precious jewels of truth, but the Lord's workers can uncover these treasures so that many will look upon them with delight and awe. There is a great variety of work adapted to different minds and varied capabilities. Historical Sketches, page 182, 1886.